Okay, we're going. Ben J,
woo!
Welcome, Queen's Thank Sound Live you. Podcast. It's Monday. It's freaking cold outside.
This is
I know, it's amazing. So we tried to talk ages ago.
Yeah,
and it was all a bit bonkers.
Was a bit bonkers.
So explain to my crew who you are, what you do, where you're from.
Oh, that's dull. My name's Ben J. I am 34 years of age, and I'm a recovering alcoholic.
You're younger than me.
I am a director by trade, and then also part-time artist, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and you're living here now?
Yeah, just moved back. So I was living in LA, between LA and Melbourne. And
you've got
just
a Melbourne twang going on.
Very much the Aussie twang.
Yeah.
Yeah. So raised in Aussie, thanks, Mum.
Yeah.
And just recently moved back with my partner. We're settling down now. Queenstown's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, home to New Zealand.
How are you finding it after the glitz and glamour?
So good. Yeah. You just have to open your curtains and look out the window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful. Totally. So I first spied you when you did an exhibition out at Jack's Point with your horses, Pony Mountain. So tell us a little bit about that.
It was my first exhibition for photography. I'd never done one before, and I wanted to do something because I work in a commercial industry that was very personal.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with horses, always loved horses, had them as a kid, all that sort of stuff. And kind of grew up in the Central Otago region, so it just was sort of a natural, I suppose, format for me to shoot ponies in Central Otago and pop them on the walls.
Yeah,
you know,
and they were
who doesn't love
stunning.
A pony?
Oh man, amazing! Like really, really stunning. And the fact that you gave every one of them a name.
Yeah, and their actual names.
Yeah.
Which
was amazing.
Yeah,
because I'm looking at buying a donkey.
Yeah,
literally going to buy one. And somebody said to me, "What are you going to call it?" And I was like, "Well, Andrew. Like, why would you not give it a proper name?" And they were like, what? It's like, well, that's the way it's going to go.
We're looking at getting two French bulldogs at the moment, and I was like, I want to call them like Alfred and Barbara, some really old school. Like,
absolutely. Yeah, can you imagine being a horse and somebody called you like Tinkerbell? You'd be
horrified.
You would be horrified.
Yeah, but you'd be okay with Barbara.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've worked with a lot of celebrities, music industry, fashion industry.
Yeah.
You studied a Bachelor of Music.
Yes.
Which, I mean, I studied theatre studies, so that was my degree. And with a hint of writing there, so my mum finally said, Jane, 20-odd years later, you finally use your degree. What was the transition between leaving that and then going into what you did?
Yeah, it was pretty weird. There's a real weird transition in there. I was studying music, finished my degree, left uni, and needed a job. So my sister was running a hair salon at the time. So I went in and just swept floors and made coffees.
Yeah.
And then became an Australian Apprentice of the Year hairdresser.
As you do.
Which then took me over to the States and I met some fashion people, and then that got me into styling.
Yeah.
Which then led to photography. So it was a real bitsy kind of entry, but everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it all kind of, I believe, sort of helps out with my trade now.
So when you think, that industry and that world is so different to here.
Yeah.
What's the stuff that you, what do you miss? What do you love to have left behind?
I really got to the peak of that industry.
Yeah.
And was living in LA, and it's really full on. What I don't miss is the people's, everything's very surface level.
Yeah.
Like everything's very, it's all skin deep.
Yeah.
No one really gets to know you. Like, you know people or you know odd people, but you only know them in an association of what they can do to help you and move you forward.
Yeah.
I've made some great friends in LA, but then I suppose the relationships you have in New Zealand is, you know, you really get to know people here. And I think it's just because it's a slower pace.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's more warm. It's inviting. It feels like home always.
Well, and I always think it's such a simple way of life.
Yeah.
Do you ever find hints of that simplicity in that industry?
No. No, it's I think I ignore a lot of it. So like I can go to work and just shut it all out and just sort of cruise through. But it's there's a lot of interesting characters in it.
Yeah.
In that field.
Yeah.
And I mean I'm really lucky. I live here and I still get to go and come back.
Yeah.
So I'm still working over there and back and forth.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely not shut off from it. So it's sort of, by the time I'm over it, I get to come home. So it's kind of, I think we've found like the perfect balance now.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah. Celebrities, it's a hard existence. I wouldn't, now that I've been around them, I would never want to be one.
Nope.
Fame is a curse.
Yeah.
So
I'm pulling a face like, yeah, like I've eaten lemons. Yeah. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
To not be able to, I mean, you know, I've fallen out of my front door in the morning and not have showered.
Yeah.
I've showered, honestly, this morning. Yeah. But I
it's, you look like you've showered.
Oh, well. Yeah. one of those things.
The derelict.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know that I love going, I'm from Manchester, so, you know, love the city.
Yeah.
Came here and thought, how the hell can I live in a place where there's four streets for the rest of my life? 10 years later, still doing it. And love going back to
we now have six streets.
Well, you know, I haven't got traffic lights. but love going to Sydney, love going to Melbourne, but know when I'm there, I get to a point where I go, right, I'm done. Get me out now. I'm done. I love going to art galleries. I love going to shop. I look, but then I go, there's a point where it just switches over and I'm like, I need to get back now. I've done that time. Go back to
it's
simple.
What's great about Queensland now is the airport.
Yeah.
Because we went to Melbourne for the weekend, my partner and I, and we were saying the same as we were walking around the streets. He was just like, it's so nice to come for a weekend and then go home. And you kind of get your fix and then bail back. I think the quality of life here, although expensive, you know, I mean, living in Queensland is the same cost as living in a big city now. Yeah,
absolutely.
And but it is a quality of life. Yeah. It is 10 minutes to walk Sam Summers. You know what I mean? And you're in waterfalls and mountains and no one. You don't see a soul on that track.
Yeah.
And I think you still have the opportunity to be able to work and function in a creative industry like we do.
Yeah.
And still make money from that. Yeah. I think you get to an age too where you just want balance.
Yeah, yeah, totally. So the new exhibition.
Yeah, Poseidon.
Yeah, so I've got the quote. I have water in my veins, horses at my feet, and the mountains by my side. Brace yourself. Ooh. Ponies, ooh. Horses, again.
Yes.
Creeping in there.
There are some horse photos, but they're not like the last exhibition, so they are new and fresh and, you know, a little hint of horse. I always think it's nice to kind of always have something in your exhibition of where you've come from the last one, and then, you know, move into something new. This one, there's a lot of landscape. It's really abstract. It's quite fine art. You've seen some of it.
Yes.
And Poseidon is a Greek god, and he is the god of water, mountain, horses, and storms.
Yes.
And I just really thought if he was going to live anywhere, he'd probably live here.
Yeah.
So that's how it came about. And I'm so captivated by looking at the mountains all the time with how the light hits them and, especially when storms roll in and how the clouds roll around them and move. So that's kind of where it all started.
It becomes quite obsessive.
Oh, I just stare at them all the time. It's weird.
It's not. And I think I used to live on Goldfield Heights.
Yeah.
And I've moved, so I haven't got really a view anymore. But I used to be obsessed with how people used to ring me up and go, it's changed. The sky's changed again. And you'd be constantly watching it, doing all this crazy stuff. When I think about the UK, where I lived, it was grey so much of the time.
Yeah.
You didn't get those skies that were just cloud changing, light changing, and coming here.
You get lost in it.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
And I actually really love how moody, when people take pictures of Queenstown looking not especially sunshiny and roses, you know, when it looks slightly creepy or slightly moody or slightly miserable, I guess.
Well, this is...
I really love that.
This is all doom and gloom.
I love it, though. I love it.
Yeah, I think there's enough people out there. It's not me anyway. I love dark. I love dark sort of subject matter. And there's so many people out there shooting Queenstown beautifully well in light, sunshine, all that sort of thing. And, like, it is landscape, but it's all very darky and stormy, and it is abstract. Yeah. Like, it's not sort of, I hope people look at it and go, is that a mountain? Is that the lake? Is that waves? Is that, what is that?
Yeah.
So that's kind of the point of it. I hope people get lost in it like you get lost in it when you look
at
it.
Oh, I just love it.
So
on at the Cadrona Distillery.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, they've not been open very long.
No, I just.
Year, 6 months or something.
Yeah, it's not even, they just had their year birthday.
Yeah. Tell me about the why there.
The ponies were shot mainly in Cadrona.
Yes.
And some in Dalefield. And I've always loved Cadrona. Like, I don't know why. It's a really weird little part of the world. Yeah. And it's kind of, I don't know, there's just something really special about it. So there's a lot of Cadrona that features in the exhibition. And then I just thought it's a really great place to exhibit because I went there, had a little gin cocktail, I sat out on the lawn, and then I thought, this is it. This is kind of where I want to do it. And it's new and fresh and it's exciting. Yeah, yeah. And I think everyone should get out there and see it, for sure.
So it starts this Sunday.
Starts Sunday. Come down to 5.
Yeah.
2 to 5 p.m. Come down. There's some beautiful gin cocktails being made.
Woo!
There's some lovely canapes being thrown around. Yeah. All complimentary.
Nice.
Just come down, get pissed on some gin and eat some food. Yeah. And maybe spend some money.
So when you're thinking about what the next... Are you already thinking about what the next thing is?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And where does that come from?
It just comes. I don't know. It just comes into my head at some point.
Where do you have your good ideas? I have mine driving the car. Some people are shower. Some people are just wandering around.
No, mine's a variety of. It's definitely never exercising because I'm too busy struggling to like breathe.
Yeah.
So and live at that point, and not going to cardiac arrest. I don't really know. I think it's generally when there's music playing. Yeah. And it's generally the next idea is always somehow comes from shooting when I'm shooting that idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Pony Mountain, Poseidon came from Pony Mountain while I was shooting Pony Mountain. And then this next idea has come from shooting Poseidon. Yeah, so so they kind of all just sort of roll out.
Roll out into
Poseidon actually happened while I was at Milford Sound.
There you go.
Yeah. I was shooting Pony Mountain in Milford Sound and I was like, that's the next
one. I visited Doubtful Sound about a month ago.
Yeah.
And have you been to Doubtful?
Yeah, it's so beautiful.
So the point when we did the overnight where they turn the engine off and they tell everyone to put their cameras away and shut up, basically. Yeah. Don't talk for 2 minutes. And it's so incredible because you don't get that quiet very often. You can find it here every now and again, but just to have that silence. Some people were freaking out because they've never
felt silence
like that before. Like some tourists were literally, you could see, they were so uncomfortable because they've never, ever heard nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, just space.
Space.
Yeah.
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 It was amazing.
It's really important, I think, to have that as well.
Yeah.
Well, to also have the brain to have nothing to focus on is really important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I love doing a bit of yoga, but that's like watching a brick do yoga. I have the flexibility.
I'm the one at the back who falls over and causes all the noise.
I'm the one who's like, we'll be bending over and does the fart. You know, and the whole room erupts. You're like, oh, God.
You're over 30 now. You're allowed to do that. You're totally, you're totally allowed to do that. So talking about quiet, where, and I always ask these people, where is your place to go to in Queenstown that you know? I know you mentioned Sam Summers before, because that's my place. Like if I'm having a bad day, or
Sam Thomas is mine.
I just love it.
It's like if I need like 2.5 hours out of the world, Sam Thomas is where I go. Yeah, it's like where I go.
Yeah.
And generally, I'll sit by the waterfall, or I'll sit up at the first lookout point overlooking the lake.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and I do the reverse way. I don't go to Sam Thomas hut first. Yeah, yeah. I go there up.
So these pictures, what did you shoot those on? For those camera geeks.
Oh, yeah, for the camera geeks.
Yeah, we love those.
Mixture medium. There's Canon 1DC. Yeah. There's Mamiya 645D. There is, oh, God, there's an old 1950s Canyonette.
Whoa.
That it was shot on. An old Hasselblad. Yeah, so fantastic. It's all kind of a bit all over the
place. And you still take joy from learning about photography,
like I think you're always learning.
Sometimes
you just surprise yourself too what comes out. So I try to shoot a lot of film in the dying film age.
Yeah,
it's definitely a lot harder to shoot film in Queenstown because you don't have access to developers in here like you do elsewhere, so that's been an interesting road.
But I
feel like if it's an exhibition and you're hanging it really should be shot as traditionally as possible. And the other thing about my work is I only ever do one print. The one you buy is the only one.
Yeah.
So it never gets redone. Yeah. So that's it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So this Sunday. Cadrona Distillery.
Cadrona Distillery, 2 to 5.
And so it's time for quick fire.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Almond or walnut?
Almond.
I love how you say almond. salty or sweet?
Salty.
Mountain or sea?
Mountain.
Favourite place to get away we've just had. One album that you have to listen to for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, that is rough.
I know.
I don't think I could do it. I'd have to top myself.
Maybe one, all right, one artist you'd have to listen to.
It'd probably be Led Zeppelin. I know that's real random.
No, totally. Britney or Christina?
Oh, Britney, because she's a hot mess.
Yeah, they're both a bit dirty, aren't they? Yeah. And the next place in the world on your list?
To go to?
Yeah.
I really want to go on horseback through the Mongolian Ranges.
Oh, a friend of mine did that. I'll link you to it.
Yeah, perfect.
Ben J, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Welcome.
See you Sunday.
Bye.